You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m., our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews, and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Kia ora, good afternoon. That's right, it is the R1 News at 1. I'm your host for today, Jemima. We just have a wee bulletin for you today, and we'll be back with that very soon. But first up for you, we've got IA with me.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Friday, 7th June. I'm Jemima. In Aotearoa News, last Thursday, a march and demonstration of about 300 people made their way from Queen's Gardens to the Octagon as part of the nationwide Budget Day hikoi. The protests across the motu that RNZ reports numbers were up in the thousands took a stand against the government's policies on Māori. The march commenced at 12 p.m. from Queen's Gardens, up Dowling Street, then Prince's Street to the Octagon. The march, organised and led by Mana Whenua, was attended by a diverse range of age groups and cultural backgrounds. Rangatahi walked near the front of the group carrying a banner saying Toi Tu Te Tiriti as a mokopuna-focused event for the sake of their future. Multiple walked carrying Tino Rangatiratanga flags, and the ODT reports that many were dressed in traditional korowai and feathers. The group repeated a call-and-response chant along the walk. At the Octagon, speeches were given by Mana Whenua representative Rachel Wesley, former Mayor of Dunedin Aaron Hawkins, Māori poet Ati Tipa, and Tumuwaki Takirua of Te Rupu Māori, Jamela Hayton Reynolds. Speaking to Maya Lockyer, Ngati Kahu Ngunu Rongo Mai Wahine Ngati Poru and Kiri Ngāua Cassidy, Kaitahu Ngai Puki Ngati Mutunga Te Ati Awa Ngai Tākoto, organisers of the event, who are also both students at the University of Otago. They described the turnout as amazing and that many more showed up than they had anticipated. They described the atmosphere as beautiful and emphasised the follow-through of attendees upholding its focus on mokopuna and positive behaviour of all around tamariki. To quote Maya, "Being able to watch tangata whenua and tangata tiriti sing together felt so hopeful and unifying. Even though we don't have a government that will show up for us, our community will." Of the chant, Maya describes it as encompassing the entire purpose for being there on the day. Mana whenua, people from the land, and tangata tiriti, people of the treaty, acting in resistance to the government by standing and marching unified as mana tangata for the treaty to be upheld and honoured, Toi Tu Te Tiriti. The hikoi itself and many of the speakers acknowledge the current NACT First governmental policies as attacking the rights and equity of Māori. These include Acts Treaty Principles Bill, proposed local electorate referendums on Māori wards, the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, the repeal of the Natural and Built Environment Act, and introduce legislation on the fast-track approvals regime. In student news, the rent strike at Auckland student halls have come to an end as of Wednesday this week. The rent strike that began May 1 was organised by Students for Fair Rent, their demands being a blanket reduction on current Auckland student accommodation costs and safeguards against future rises. The rent strike lasted just over a month and 196 participated, numbers corroborated by the student group. In a statement released by the group, they say the circumstances were becoming unsafe for strikers. They also announced the next phase of their campaign, Reform for Fair Rent, which aims to reform the Residential Tenancies Act to introduce regulation on student accommodation. Students for Fair Rent says the university explicitly refused to engage with the campaign, does not care about student well-being, and, quote, "it ignores the reality that its students cannot afford basic necessities," end quote. They also commented on the lack of support from Auckland University Students Association, saying they demonstrated an inability to stand up for students, again bringing this back to the university, through no fault of its own as an association, but by being restricted by the university's influence over it. The group is now focusing its efforts towards the government. Student hall accommodation is currently not subject to the Residential Tenancy Act and is explicitly excluded by Section 51H of the Act. Students for Fair Rent would like to see this changed so students residing in halls are protected. Proposals of cuts have been made at Otago University's Biomedical Science School, the ODT reports. The departments in the school are anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, microbiology, immunology, pharmacology, and toxicology. Staff received information about the proposed cuts and restructure at a meeting this past Wednesday. 13 full-time academic staff roles could be affected. The school currently has about 320 staff. Speaking to the ODT, an anonymous staff member said there had been whispers of the proposed change for a while and that some in the department had already taken voluntary redundancy prior to this. Pro Vice Chancellor for Health Sciences, Associate Professor Megan Gibbons, has confirmed the proposed restructure, commenting on the present financial challenges, but also that it is only a proposal and changes may be made according to feedback. In international news, India's election concluded this week and the currently governing Bharatiya Janata Party remains in power with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Their party did not win the majority of seats in the Lok Sabha, the lower house of India's parliament, but have come to form the majority alongside its allies, securing 240 seats and an additional 53 seats with its allies, winning 293 seats in the parliament that has 543 seats in all. The Opposition India Alliance, an alliance made up of 26 parties, led by the Indian National Congress Party, won 232 seats. In India's previous election, the Bharatiya Janata Party secured 303 of the seats in its party alone. Reporters from Al Jazeera comment on the shift as showing a series of political tremors that have reshaped India's political landscape. The election period lasted 6 weeks and is the world's largest democratic election with a vote count of 640 million. This has been the R1 News for Friday, 7th June. Today's bulletin was written by Jemima Lorimer and read to you by Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
That has been the R1 News at 1 show for today. Thank you for listening. And next up for you, we've got Mokotron with Tafito.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.